received an email question where a viewer asked me, what are some of the things that really exploded my playing? Like, what were some of the things that really made me jump up in levels, made a big difference? It's actually a really good question, and it's a very difficult question because it's really hard to pinpoint just a couple of things, right? It's a lot of things because there's so much involved in guitar. There's so much involved in music, whether it be, you know, a goal of playing in a band or writing original songs or just learning the instrument, right? Learning how to strum or learning chords or learning how to play lead guitar. I mean, it's a lot. I think I have two for you that might help. One more on the learning end and one more on the performance end. One of the things that I found such a big help for me as far as getting my playing to the next level and making a huge jump was learning how to play in the modes, learning the modes of the major scale. And please don't cringe. I know a lot of people might hear that and be like, oh my God, I don't want to do that. I got to tell you, it really, for me, it was a game changer. And I'll tell you why. It really took my playing and just, I was able to do, for me, so much more and create so much more moods. And I was able to really start to understand the fretboard a lot more in depth, right? And I was really able to start to do the things that I really always wanted to do on the guitar. And in no way am I saying that, you know, this is the only way, or don't learn your pentatonic scales or other scales or anything like that. All I'm saying is that learning the modes of the major scale, and by the modes, I mean all those Greek names, you know, Aeolian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, and learning them and how to use them and apply them. And how to use them, because they all create a different mood on the instrument, these modes. And I gotta tell you, learning them is not as difficult as you might think. It's not this really abstract thing that only these guitar wizards and, you know, expert level players know. It's not. They're really not complex. The problem is a lot of the way they're taught, they're really overcomplicated, and they don't have to be. What that does for you is it starts to really give you command of the neck and of the ability to create all these different moods. Because let's face it, guitar and music is all about the sounds. I mean, music is more than just the logical application of scales and theory, right? There's a human emotional element to music that we need to get across in our music. It's a game changer. It does so much for you, and it's such a great thing to add to your guitar arsenal in addition to, you know, pentatonic scales. That's the one of the things, as far as on the playing, the learning end of things, for me, that was huge. And I think it can be for you too. It just takes a lot of hard work and perseverance to chip away at them before that light bulb comes on. But when it does, man, it's a guitar epiphany like no other. And the second thing I'll share with you, as far as on the more performance end of things, where I really saw my playing take a big jump, is playing with other people is really going to explode your playing huge, because then you could start learning from different people with different philosophies, different ideologies, different ways of looking at the guitar, and you're taking it all in. So whether that means go out and try out for bands, or whether that means, you know, ask a friend just to get together and jam, or invite some of your friends over and sit on the porch and, you know, swap songs, whatever level, I'm not talking only for people at a band level or whatever, but whatever it is, just start playing with other people. It will make huge leaps in your playing if you're open to learning from everyone. And put yourself in those uncomfortable situations. Get out of the basement. And the more and more you do it, the easier it becomes. We all struggle with stage fright. We all struggle with thinking we're not good enough to play with other people. And the other thing is, which is attached to that, is to keep playing. Doesn't matter with who, right? Just keep playing. Because let's say if you're in a band, what'll probably happen inevitably is the band is going to break up, right? It's inevitable. 99% of all the bands ever since the beginning of time or the beginning of bands, right, have broken up, right? Unless you're in a band like, you know, Kiss or Aerosmith or, you know, the Rolling Stones, your band is going to break up. It's inevitable for many different reasons. The point being, you have to keep playing, and you can't use that as a stumbling block to bury yourself back in the basement, or you can't use that as a stumbling block to question your own, you know, integrity or your own sense of a musician, your own musicianship. You got to get back up on that horse and do it again. You got to keep playing, keep putting yourself out there, keep putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, keep going on auditions, keep auditioning for harder bands, keep learning harder songs, keep learning harder chord changes. No matter what level you're at, you push yourself on the instrument and keep pushing yourself, and that's how you get to the next level. You gotta push yourself. You have to allow yourself to fail, and it's okay. It's okay. I've failed many times, right? You have to allow yourself. You have to fail your way to success, right? I mean, Walt Disney declared bankruptcy, I think, 2 or 3 times before he became a success. I've gone on plenty auditions that I did not get the gig, and I drove home from the audition like, man, I screwed up. I didn't play as well. And then I start questioning myself, and I'm like, man, I'm never going to get this gig, but I want it so bad. And I just put this band together, and now everything's falling apart or whatever. You have to allow yourself to fail. You have to fail your way to success. That's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to get it. We learn by our failures. We learn by our mistakes. And the other thing, as far as getting out there and playing with other people, don't wait for things to be perfect in order to do that. I see that over and over and over, and I hear that over and over and over from people. Well, I'll do that as soon as I feel I got this ready. And once I feel strong enough on this, and everything's lined up, then I will go do it. I will do it then. And the thing is, they wait for things to be perfect. And the problem with that is things are never perfect. They're never going to be perfect. The stars are never going to align in that perfect combination in order to get you out there. You have to push through that. Remember this, if you don't remember anything else about this video. Remember, perfection is not an option. It's an obstacle. It's an obstacle that can shut your ass down, right? So if you're waiting for things to be perfect, you're waiting for this perfect scenario, it ain't coming, all right? So stop waiting for things to align perfectly. Get out there and do it. The world rewards action. Thought, great stuff. Ideas, great stuff. Good stuff. But the world rewards action. Get out there. Don't wait for it to be perfect. And remember, you can do it. And if you fall on your face, it's okay. It's all right. It's part of the learning process. Get up and do it again and again and again. And you will see, you will get to your, whether it be your guitar goals or whatever you're passionate about, your life's goals, you can do it. I hope this video inspires you. I hope it helps you along in your, whether it be your guitar journey, your musical journey, or whatever journey that you're embarking on. Please leave a comment below and let me know some of the things that have you felt have really, you know, skyrocketed your guitar playing or moved you along at a very fantastic pace in whatever it is journey you had. Let's share those ideas below. I wish you the best of luck in your guitar and life's journeys. Take care. Keep rocking. You can do it. Remember, your guitar playing is an evolution.